a foe.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 5th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight, 59 new cases of COVID-19, 163 active cases, two people in nobles. On the way, a rundown of the COVID briefing. The chief constable is disappointed over the lack of police jabs. Use public money to get through, says the Treasury Minister. Expectant mothers, birthing partners can be at the birth. And Manx rugby players could be waiting a long time for a game.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai. The Isle of Man now has 163 active cases of COVID-19. 59 cases have been detected in the last 24 hours. Two people are in hospital. We are still not at the peak of this COVID-19 outbreak. That was the admission from the Chief Minister today. Contact tracers are now dealing with 700 close contacts of people who've tested positive for the virus. Legislation will be brought in to stop people going into offices if necessary. Employers are being asked to ensure that only staff that are absolutely essential go into workplaces. Further afield, the missing person who had the Brazilian variant of coronavirus in England has now been found. Six cases of the mutation were detected last month. Meanwhile, British people travelling abroad from Monday will have to carry a form saying why their trip is allowed under lockdown rules. If they don't, they could face a £200 fine. And the Duchess of Sussex says it's really liberating to be able to make her own choices now she's stepped back from royal duties. In the latest clip of her chat with Oprah, Meghan claims she previously wasn't allowed to do an interview with her. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, no problems out at sea in the North Irish Sea. On the Isle of Man this evening, going to be dry, a light southeasterly breeze, some patchy frost overnight as we dip down to 2 degrees. There is a warning of ice on the mountain as well. The matrix signs at Hilbury, Sulby, Ramsey and Bagarrow showing ice on the mountain. For Saturday, tomorrow, Chisan, dry, partially cloudy, a light to moderate variable breeze, 7 degrees daytime maximum. The overnight minimum is 3. Into Sunday, Jaduni, dry, cloudy with bright intervals, light or moderate winds and 7 degrees. Sun sets at in about half an hour's time, 3 minutes past 6. Low waters at 22 minutes past 10 tonight. The overnight high tide, 14 minutes past 4 a.m. Sunrise, 4 minutes to 7, and low water tomorrow morning, 25 to 11, as the Ben McCree enters Douglas Harbour.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding-up service. Call 491918.
The Isle of Man now has 163 active cases of COVID-19. Here's Tessa back with all the details.
The Isle of Man is still not at the peak of this COVID-19 outbreak. That was the admission from the Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, today.
The advice that the Council of Ministers was given this morning is that we are still not at the peak of cases. There is more to come, and I need you to be ready for that.
59 active cases of COVID-19 have been detected in the last 24 hours. Two people are in hospital. Contact tracers are dealing with 700 close contacts of people who've tested positive for the virus. That's an increase of around 200 in the past 24 hours. Today, Howard Quayle confirmed legislation could be brought in to stop people going into offices. He's urging employers to ensure that only staff that are absolutely essential go into workplaces. It's after considerable spread of COVID-19, and he said he hoped employers would make the right decisions for the community and the island.
This was the other environment where we saw considerable spread. This has to stop. I once again have to ask all employers to ensure that only people who are absolutely essential go into the office. If we need to legislate on this, we will.
Changes are being made at Nobles Hospital to create more space for patients with COVID. The Department of Health and Social Care has had to suspend certain services due to the outbreak. Here's the Minister of Health and Social Care, David Ashford, MHK.
With the increasing numbers of people having to self-isolate, this has naturally had an effect on our staffing as well. We will be focusing on urgent and emergency care for the foreseeable future, including our COVID response of testing and vaccinating, and will redeploy staff as necessary to keep those services running. We will be continuing with cancer and screening services, and we ask people to continue to attend those appointments. Outpatients, diagnostics and electives will be restricted to urgent and emergency only for now, and we will reassess this at the end of next week. The winter period always presents difficulties around the number of side rooms we have in the hospital, as winter often means more infectious diseases being treated in hospital, which also require people to be isolated in a side room. It has come to the point where we need to open additional capacity to allow more side rooms to be made available to accommodate our COVID-positive patients, those in hospital that we suspect may test positive, and those required to isolate due to recent travel, and also those with other infections that require isolation. As a result, we have decided to open Ward 19, otherwise sometimes known as the private patients unit, initially to 7 beds to provide these additional side rooms. In order to staff this area, we have made the difficult decision to suspend elective orthopaedic surgery in order to release staff from Ward 12 to staff Ward 19. We have decided to adopt this plan over several others proposed, as it allows major elective operations such as cancer and clinically urgent surgery to continue, and it does not affect the running of the Women's Health Ward, which is Ward 4. We ask that patients do not contact the hospital to confirm whether their procedure is going ahead, as administrative staff are currently working through the booked operations over the coming weeks and discussing clinical urgency with the consultant surgeons. We hope that everyone will have received a phone call in the first half of next week.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The Treasury Minister's urged those people affected financially by this lockdown to use government support schemes to help them through. Alfred Cannon.
It will be disappointing news for the construction sector today, but it is very important that we get the current situation under control. So all our primary support schemes are open, up and running. The coronavirus business support scheme for businesses which have an overhead of £250 or more per month is currently open and accepting applications, and that rate for that payment is £1,500. The salary support scheme is open, although businesses will not be able to apply until the end of this month to receive their salary support, but it is open. And the MERA, the Manx Earnings Replacement Allowance, is currently open, and I would advise anybody in the construction industry who finds themselves shutting down tonight and tomorrow morning to apply for that from Monday.
Now, forecasting is impossible at the moment, with events changing every day. But how much of a blow is it that construction, albeit with the limitations that were put in on Monday, how much of a blow is it that that can't continue for this circuit breaker?
Well, it is a blow. It'll be a blow to the workers in that sector. Obviously, these shutdowns are costing the economy and they're costing the public purse. So nobody wants to be in this situation. Nevertheless, now we need to take action, protect public health and to protect critical services. We have the money available to do this. We put aside the relevant contingency funding, and we will be able and are indeed able to get on with this now and make sure, I hope, that everybody is going to be all right during the duration of this particular circuit break lockdown.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bamber crew left Heysham at 6 minutes past two this afternoon. She entered Douglas Harbour some 10 minutes ago, back on the link span and leaving this evening at 7:45, heading for Heysham, arriving there at about 11:30. The overnight departure scheduled for 2:15 a.m. back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Chief Constable of the Isle of Man says he's sad and disappointed his officers haven't moved up the priority list for the coronavirus vaccine. Gary Roberts says policing at a distance isn't possible, and it would only take one incident with COVID-19 to leave the constabulary short-staffed.
The important point to make about policing, though, is policing isn't a thing you can do at distance. So policing does require police officers to be in people's personal space, and that poses a big threat, and I worry a lot about the exposure of my officers to the virus. We're clearly not considered a priority in terms of vaccination, which I find sad and disappointing, albeit I understand the explanation that the DHSC minister gave at the press conference the other day. But my officers are routinely exposed to risk, and we arrest people who are infected. We have people in custody who may be infected, and as I say, it is difficult to police at a distance.
Is that something you've been speaking to government about then, the vaccine priority? You would obviously like to see your officers protected.
I've not spoken publicly about vaccine priorities before. I have made attempts via the Minister for Home Affairs to have the batting order changed. I have long held the view that the government here is obliged to follow the JCVI guidance, and the rules that are set by the JCVI mean that police officers come near the top of the second wave of vaccinations, which is fine, and it's certainly been fine here when there wasn't virus in the community. However, once those protocols have changed, I understand that they have changed now because we've vaccinated steam packet staff, and I note also that staff who look after teenagers who are in care have been vaccinated. My officers haven't, so my last attempt to have it changed was last week, and that failed. I'm disappointed. I understand the rationale, but I'll reiterate the point I've made a couple of times. We cannot police from a distance, and the issue isn't about the likelihood of officers becoming very ill because they've got the virus, because most of the patrol officers are very young. The issue instead is about the resilience of the organisation, and it would only take one incident, perhaps, where five or six officers were at a scene for there to be quite a significant impact on the service. So my service could fall over very quickly if a significant number of officers were infected.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
It's 18 minutes before 6. This is Update Live from the Isle of Man. The food delivery company Deliveroo has chosen London over New York for its £5 billion stock market listing after the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, announced relaxed listing rules. The London-based unicorn will use a previously disallowed dual-class share structure for 3 years, which offers advantageous voting rights and control for the founder, Will Hsu. Deliveroo raised £129 million in January as its popularity soared with consumers over 12 markets during lockdowns. There are concerns that London's missing out on a lucrative tech flotation or two, and the rule relaxations form a bid to attract high-profile listings post-Brexit. The Kings of Leon unveil their new album today with a unique release strategy. Yes, When You See Yourself will land on streaming sites and in stores, and it'll also be the first major release to arrive as an NFT, a non-fungible token, a type of cryptocurrency. NFTs operate on a blockchain, but unlike Bitcoin, they don't hold money. This release will hold three types of crypto tokens, including original art, fan perks, and exclusive music. The music business is excited by the potential of blockchain technology. Rolling Stone magazine reckons it could provide additional revenue streams in the pandemic's era of no concerts.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Find out more at business.westernunion.com. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower. The dollar held firm after surging overnight. Oil jumped and gold fell after better-than-expected US employment data. In corporate news, BT was the standout gainer after Credit Suisse upped its price target and reiterated its outperform rating on the shares. London Stock Exchange slumped even after it posted higher full-year profit and sales driven by stronger-than-expected showing in both its post-trade units and information units despite unparalleled environment conditions. The numbers now at 5 o'clock from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 down 0.33% at 6,630. The DAX in Frankfurt closed down 0.9% at 13,926. Currently in New York City, Ramsey Crookall report. The Dow Jones Industrial down 0.25% at 30,840. And the Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 2% at 12,456. In Chicago, the S&P 500 is down almost 0.7% at 3,743. And in the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 38 cents, €1 15.8 cents, and 21 South African rand 27.3 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold is flat at $1,695 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 2.75% at $68.96.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
It's 14 minutes before 6. The Council of Ministers will meet over the weekend to come up with a solution for childcare for key workers. With schools closed, some are concerned frontline services will suffer, with the parents in those professions now staying at home having to look after children. The Education Minister, Dr. Alex Allinson, explained today that ministers are working to have some sort of facility in place ahead of next week.
We know that childcare is incredibly important for those frontline services, and as you say, that's health and social care, the police, fire, ambulance service, but also essential retail and also essential finance as well. I mean, it goes right across the field, and it's very important those services continue. We've also got some very vulnerable children who will need some accommodation. So certainly the Department of Education, Sport and Culture will be working with the Department for Health and Social Care to see what we can put together for next week. We're obviously going to watch the situation over the weekend and see how it hopefully improves but develops. And we will need to get something into place so that those key workers can go back to work next week and can keep those services going.
Manx Radio Sport.
Vastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Vastamai, those sports across the island have grinded to a halt once again because of the latest lockdown. Walkers have set their sight on one of the biggest annual sporting events of the year. Online entries for the 2021 end-to-end open in less than a month on the 1st of April. The annual event challenges locals to walk from the point of air to the sound in less than 10 hours. This year, it's set to go ahead on the 19th of September. Further afield, and football's lawmakers have agreed to relax the handball rule. An accidental handball that leads to a teammate scoring a goal will no longer be considered an offence. However, it will still be a foul if a player scores after deliberately or accidentally touching the ball with their hand. Wolves boss Nuno Espirito Santo says it's all very confusing.
In the middle of the competition now, all the voices are going to race. What about that or that? So the players will struggle once again because there will be doubts, there will be no assurance about exactly what is a handball now. So confusion.
Elsewhere in football, and Northern Ireland will take on Ukraine in the playoffs for a place at next summer's European Championships. The fixture will be played over two legs early next month. Captain Marissa Callaghan is delighted with the draw.
The big thing for us, we were hoping and praying that we could stay away from the Swiss and Russia, to be totally honest. So anyone apart from them too would have been a great draw. And, you know, it's over to us. Ukraine is a team, and yeah, it's a good draw for us.
And in winter sports, Great Britain's Charlotte Banks secured her first World Cup since 2018 with a victory in the snowboard cross in Georgia. Banks, who won her maiden world championship title just last month, found herself at the back of the field early in the final. But the 25-year-old produced a stunning finish to beat Chloe Trippier of France and American Faye Gelini.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. As normal during this circuit break.
One departure, one arrival at Ronaldsway. The 4:50 to Liverpool left 9 minutes late. for the patient transfer back this evening at 20 to 7. Oh, and by the way, 10 minutes after that, the inbound from Heathrow, two arrivals. Loganair from Heathrow arriving at 10 to 7. Now on the roads in Portsmouth, Mary Luthwaite's Way, Victoria Road, both closed to vehicles. Parking suspension there on Bayview Road, junction with Luthwaite's Way. Portown Road in Peel's got a 50-mile-an-hour limit between the junction with the A3 at Berwick Bridge and the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit signs at the Peel Town boundary. There's new DOI signage going in there. Switzerland Road in Douglas, close to vehicles, junction with Queen's Prom for Douglas Prom refurb work. Remember in Douglas, that unnamed lane at the back of Duke Street by Villiers Square is closed for the reconstruction of numbers 42 to 50 Duke Street. And in Ramsey, you've got Glen Elphin Road parking suspension for construction, and South Promenade in Ramsey footways on the east and western sides closed, parking suspension there as they rebuild the RNLI lifeboat station. All the details of all the traffic and travel news at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Keyside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Expectant mothers are being reassured they'll be able to have their birthing partner during lockdown at the event. Restrictions surrounding maternity services have actually been relaxed compared to those in place in the last circuit break period. Tessa Hawley spoke to Linda Thompson, manager of Integrated Services for Women, Children and Families.
In the previous lockdowns and through risk assessments, we've determined that we would put some restrictions in place for birthing partners and attendance at the Jane Crookall maternity. But through patient participation and people's experiences, we've taken on board this time that through more robust risk assessments, that we can potentially at this moment in time be slightly more lenient. And this is to enable the experience, which is a very special experience for women having babies, to be less stressful and to be more inclusive of their loved ones.
Some people might ask why we aren't going the other way because of the fact that the case numbers are now rising quite significantly.
Now, the reason why we're not going the other way is that if you look at the research and COVID and the risks, we've now had opportunity to build up some evidence and some guidance as to where the risks actually lie. When we first started out on this journey, we had very little to evidence base our risk assessments on. So we're looking at what best guidance across in the UK. Previously, our staffing ratios were quite fragile. So we've been able to support our staffing ratios. So they are slightly improved, which is one of the reasons why we're able to make these changes. But on making the changes, as much as it seems that we've laxed it slightly, there are vigorous expectations around the birthing partner staying with the lady. So there is an expectation that when the birthing partner arrives, when he or she arrives with the lady, they remain together. So there's no bobbing in and out of the hospital. There's no leaving and coming back an hour later. We're able to manage the risk of a chosen partner to come to be with mum-to-be. But we are not at the stage whereby we can allow visitors, and it's the main hospital policy. You know, we've gone to strict restrictions. So we're still looking towards early discharge, so people don't miss out on those opportunities to peer through windows at social distance and all the rest of it. But actually, all we can at the moment accommodate is a chosen birth partner, no further relatives or friends.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Well, this time last week, we were looking forward to some rugby. But it could be a long time before Manx rugby players make it back onto the pitch, and that may be you. The official end of the season for competitive games is the 24th of May, and Manx rugby is reluctant to extend it into the summer. Even if the lockdown lifts in time to arrange matches before the Easter break, clubs are concerned that could cause players more harm than good. Manx Radio's rugby correspondent is Dave Christian.
We're very conscious that a lot of the clubs haven't really had a proper set of fixtures since the middle of December now. That's a concern for player welfare. you know, rugby is, I think we've mentioned this before, it's a pretty tough sport. Contact-wise is not really good. For players who haven't been regularly exposed to some sort of contact-based training.
So this could be a recipe for potential injury in the future then?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the January lockdown, we left a couple of weeks to make sure players had at least 4 training sessions before we got back into competitive matches. That, I think, is probably going to be something that the executive committee will determine for the end of this lockdown, whenever that might come, maybe early, maybe late. Difficult to say right now because we're so early into it. But yeah, I mean, objectively, when we look at that calendar, we're seeing that lockdown's going to end, at least if things go to plan, sort of 25th of March-ish. It's unlikely that we're going to be able to get competitions on that weekend. So that's 27th of March, I think, would be the Saturday of that week. So we're unlikely to have fixtures on the 27th of March. And then the following week is Easter weekend. That's the 3rd of April. So right now, things are up in the air. No decision made on when or what sort of structure of competitions will be running. But I think it's unlikely that we're going to see any competitive rugby before at least the 10th of April.
That's it for Update. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Ewan Gorn, and Andy Wint. Back with another update Monday evening at 5:30. Stay safe.
WIP